this morning from Flathead County, Public Information Officer Tanith Bradley.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So you brought a guest with you today.
I did bring a guest with me today. Dave Prunty is joining us from our landfill and from our roads department. The county posted on Monday a pretty disturbing photo. We had a slew to go through of these abandoned RVs that we've been finding in the county, and we are having to pay for them. The county is picking up the bill to demo them, demolish them on site, and haul them off to the landfill, and they're pretty dilapidated and dangerous being just left out in the open. So and we were getting a pretty big following on that. And Dave actually was getting some people reaching out about people that have seen them since then and reporting more. And so I thought I'd bring Dave along with me to kind of talk about what was going on.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me back. It's been a while since I've been here, but glad to see you guys again. So
he does so many things, you know.
He really does.
So let's have one more. Let's let's deal with abandoned RVs, right?
Yeah, and John, I'll tell you, it's not only RVs. The last one we just did last week was a 60-foot mobile home that was pulled out onto the roadway. This was up in Aluminum City off of the North Fork Road and just left there off the side of the road. So it's not only happening in the county. MDT's having to deal with this on their highways. The cities are dealing with this in the inside the city limits. It's been, I'd say, 5 years. 3 to 4, somewhere in there, that this is really kind of ramped up. And what it's doing is just taking time out of our all of our days of our regular work that we're doing for our folks or in the county here for whatever all our municipalities or county or state's doing. And we're having to deal with these things. And it's not really working. The taxpayers shouldering the burden here of something that they shouldn't have to do.
How is this happening? I mean, why would somebody just leave a mobile home on the side of the road?
Well, you can imagine these aren't in the best of shape, let's put it that way, to begin with. So they're pretty beat up. So when they get dropped off, and it's not happening at 3 in the afternoon, it's happening at 3 in the morning. So they're not being seen. They're just getting left, and I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to let somebody else deal with this to get rid of it. We're happy to take them at the landfill. Please bring them to the landfill. We do it all the time. We take them, but it shouldn't be the taxpayer's job to pick them up on the side of the road.
We were at the landfill a couple weeks ago, and we saw this lineup of RVs and cars over, on the east side of the landfill. What's going to happen with these things?
So the cars that are out there are probably what you're seeing, John, was in our junk vehicle program. It's another program we run. Well, we'll pick up your junker. There's a process to go through there. No big deal. State of Montana has a program, and we're just implementing that program for them. The trailers, and we get old mobile homes, old RVs all the time. It's fine. We are happy to take them. We deal with them. We take them up on the hill. We demolish them. We get all the wood, the siding, the insulation, all the stuff off of it. We recycle the frames. We save those. Those usually end up going to Pacific Steel. But it's just getting them to the landfill is the key, not on the side of the road. And those, once it starts, it just seems to keep cascading, and we find them all over the place. The scary part of this is a lot of the times when we are there, number one, the sheriff's office has to deal with them to begin with. They've got to check, where's this coming from? Who owns it? Could it be stolen? There's so the sheriff department gets time rolled up into this, and we all know they've got some other more important things they need to be doing in our valley right now.
Well, at some point, somebody was living in these things. So there's a housing shortage. I wonder what happened, what the breaking point is.
Robin, they are so beat up when we get them. I mean, they're usually full of junk. We have found drug paraphernalia. We've found all sorts of stuff of what's in them that they're to the point, certainly, I certainly would not call them inhabitable for trailers anymore, in my opinion.
You're talking about a 60-foot mobile home. You're talking about one that probably was in a mobile home park somewhere.
It was beat up. There was no question. It was in rough shape. At some point, absolutely, it had to have been somewhere in something like that. Somebody was living in it. When we dealt with that one last week, I had 6 guys on it for half the day to get this thing demoed at the side of the road. We couldn't pull it down. Typically, when we see them, they're beat up enough we will not hook up to them and pull them the rest of the way to the landfill. They're that beat up. But that means whoever got it to wherever they left them could have a problem too. Somebody's following behind these things, things start falling off. It's a real hazard.
So you're dismantling these on site?
On site. We have two what are called knuckle boom loaders. They're a truck with a box on them with a big clamshell, hydraulic clamshell, and we just start wrecking. And then you can imagine insulation, everything there is. We have to rake up the site when we're done and make it clean. Now, we had folks that lived in Aluminum City up there when we started this coming over and saying, oh my God, thank you so much. We had no idea what was going to happen with this. We've been looking at this thing for days. And so there's the good side of it. But the flip side is we shouldn't have had to do it in Aluminum City.
But now we've got RVs, and there are a tremendous number of RVs on the road, and sometimes they get into crashes, and you know, things just sits there on the side of the road, and drug people, homeless people, live in them for as long as they can until they're run out by the sheriff. Then what?
I think that's probably when we see these ones at 3 in the morning, to tell you the truth, John. Now, somebody hauled them there, and I don't know where they're at. These could be stuck on a property that have been there for a long, long time, and somebody wants to get rid of them. So I don't know.
When you encounter them, you've mentioned you found drug paraphernalia. The sheriff has to come in then, make sure you're not dealing with a mobile meth lab or something.
Correct, absolutely.
That could be dangerous.
Absolutely. It is. And here's the thing that... there's just a whole bunch of things that can happen. When I was a little kid bombing around Bozeman on my bicycle and you see something like this, what are you going to want to do?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Man, let's check that out.
Oh,
what's
sure.
going on?
Oh, boy,
those are the things. I mean, the hypodermic sticks are the biggest thing that scare us for our workers. We're trained to identify hazardous waste. We know what we're looking for the most part, and we know... The meth lab issue isn't near as bad as it used to be, for sure. But there are things there that we are trained to recognize, to say, oh, wait a minute, and you back out. And now, possibly, in that situation, you have hazmat deployment to clean that up before it can come to the landfill. So this is just a huge issue. And the bottom line is, our taxpayers are shouldering a burden here that just really isn't what can be due. And then there's the safety factor on top of this.
So circling around here, if somebody has an old unit, bring it to the landfill.
Absolutely.
Tow it in.
Yeah. There's companies out there that will bring it to us. Though that's where they belong, and we are happy to accept them.
All right. Okay. So that's a freebie.
No, you will pay for disposal of that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But we don't take them for free because they're not part of your residential assessment you pay for. That's for your household.
So how much money are we talking about to do that?
On a mobile home, I'd tell you this. If we can't weigh you in because the mobile home's too big to get on the scale, it's a flat fee of $300. If it's an RV, you know, something you're camping in, that size, we can weigh it on the scale. It's $31.05 per ton. And those things, I think, typically can be 5-6 tons, something like that is a good guess. It depends on how big it is, of course. They're not that heavy. If you know an RV, there's the frame and then not much above the frame for solid.
So it's not an exorbitant amount of money.
No.
It's not. To get it done and get it out of your life.
You get it off your property. It's taken care of appropriately. We recycle the frame, which is a great thing. And then it's not left on the side of the road for a whole bunch of potential problems and certainly costs to our taxpayers for us to clean these things up.
All right, so I'm driving along and I see this wrecked RV along the side of the road. What should I do?
You call the sheriff's office. That's how we learn about them. We actually will see them also in our travels, and we'll have my guys report back, hey, there's one over here. You call the sheriff's office, they'll know where to route it. They get us involved. That's how we got up to Aluminum City last week. Was the sheriff was dealing with a person and they saw this, and then we get in the loop. So
how many of these are we talking about, Dave? How big of a problem
is
it?
So it started 5 years ago. I said we had one a year, and what the heck is this? And now we're up to, I'd say, anywhere from 6 to 10 a year. Summertime is when this occurs. It's typically not in the wintertime. It seems to be growing, obviously, and there's what my concern is it continues to keep growing, and where it's t- 10 now and 20 next year and 30 the next year. So,
and what is there a part of the county that's more susceptible to this?
We've seen them everywhere. We've seen them from south to north, John. It doesn't matter. There's even one example I have from a few years ago where somebody did this, pulled it off of Lower Valley Road, put it on private property, just put it on somebody's lot. There was a house there.
Just stuck it.
Just left it for the taxpayer to deal with. Nice gift, huh? Yeah.
And if it ends up on someone's private property, it then becomes the liability of that property owner, if they had nothing to do with it.
We don't go onto private property. We take care of our road right-of-ways. MDT takes care of the highways. Wow. The cities will take care of it on the roads. But if you're the unfortunate soul that somebody does this to you and leaves it on your private property, I don't go onto private property to get rid of it. Now, they've got to deal with it, which is really a mess.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, thank you, Dave.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah. So I guess the solution to all this is, if you got a unit that you can no longer use, get it to the landfill.
Get it to the landfill.
Just get it there.
We'll take it. We'll deal with it. Get it off your hands. But, not fair to leave it on the side of the road for everybody else to have to deal with.
No, it really is degrading our public spaces and kind of an erosion of community pride. And, that's why you guys are taking care of it, as well as it being not only having all these dangerous things inside of it, but talk about propane and oil and gas leaking. Like, that's going into the groundwater. That could be in the water depending how long it's there.
There's plenty of hazards that can exist here, and it's hard to probably name them all, but they're there.
Absolutely.
Well, while I got you here, how are our roads this time around? Are we still pretty soft?
No, we're doing good. Weight limits are all off. We're good. Everybody can haul. There's no restrictions on hauling it throughout the whole county at this point in time. We had a average to maybe even a little bit better than average year, and that means better for potholes than worse for potholes. They're out there. Trust me. The Gravel Road Network certainly has them. That's what my guys are doing right now. We are concentrating right now fully on getting that Gravel Road Network back into shape. We've had pothole crews out on the pavement getting that work done also. So not a bad winter. Sometimes these light winters we have can make it worse. I wish I understood all the science behind why a pothole this year is way worse than the previous year for how winter drives it. But sometimes it's just an unknown. But not bad. John had a pretty good season.
Then, of course, your nemesis, the North Fork Road.
I've had a couple of emails this week from some of my contacts in the North Fork, and they said, "Oh my God, we love driving to town. It's beautiful shape right now." That changes.
Please, everything's subject to change.
But we're in pretty darn good shape up there. Our gentleman who works up there, Jesse, is doing a great job. The project is getting ready to kick off for improvements in the pole bridge area and then up at the border for this summer for projects we have going on there. And right now we are working on a grant application that Representative Zinke's working with us on for replacing all the guardrails in the lower stretch from the end of the pavement up to Camas. It's a $1.9 million grant we're going after for that. So, and things are looking good, but you never know until you get that special phone call that says you're funded.
And one more quick thing, dust abatement program around this county.
Yes, we are. We are, our contractors hired. The cutoff for the payment, for city payment was to occur this week. We're still having some of those dribble in. We should be around 110 to 115 miles this year, and we have 500 miles of gravel. So I'm 20% plus. Folks love it. It's a great program, but we should be out spraying that stuff. We try to start around June 10th, finish before 4th of July holiday is the goal. Mother Nature's in control of that schedule, but there's the goal.
All right. Dave, Ronnie, thank you so much. And as always, Tamth Bradley.
Thanks, Don.
Good to have you here.
Thank you, guys.